grey matter in the middle. And the first thing to notice is that there's a pale region on the dorsal horns. I think you named it in your notes. Substantia gelatinosa. And it has this pinkish type colour because it represents a region of the grey matter which has very few myelinated fibres in it. So not a lot of blue stuff there. And small neurons. So these are sensory the neurons in the dorsal horn of the grey matter of the cord. In the centre of our butterfly, in the middle, is a clear space, and it has quite clearly a non-neuronal structure around it. This is an epithelium, and this is the ependymal layer. And this is around what structure? What's the clear space? Central canal. Central canal, yes. Central canal, and within that central canal will be a CSF. So cerebrospinal fluid in the central canal. And that central canal is connected to the remainder of the ventricular system of the brain. It's one space connected together. The CSF within the central canal is synthesized by the choroid plexus. And the epithelial cells also have a role in the CSF metabolism. It's one of the questions that you're asked in your notes. So you'll need to find that out for yourself. So the cells of the epithelial layer, you can just make out. It's never very well preserved, but they have a cilia that extends into these spaces. So this is a ciliated epithelium within the ependymal cell. So CSF within the central canal. And sensory interneurons in the dorsal horn. And in the ventral horn region down here, what sort of cells would we expect to find in the ventral horn and the spinal cord? Motor neurons, yes. So motor neurons, all the ones which do this sort of stuff, that move all these cerebral muscles, these are all located in the ventral horn, and the motor neurons have very large cell bodies. And another term that we use for cell bodies is a soma. So let's have a look at the motor neurons. So all of these cells that we can see here, there's a motor neuron. These are the cell bodies of the motor neurons. And you can see that these are significantly larger than the cells that surround them. So they're the motor neurons there. And what you're looking at is the cell soma, or the body of the neuron. Now, if we look very closely at a single motor neuron, here's one here. There's another one there. Then within the soma, or the cell body of the neuron, you can also see a differential appearance of structures. The first thing we can see is this dark staining body here in the middle of the cell, and this one here, we can't see it in the others, and that is the nucleolus. So the nucleolus, remember your cell biology is the region where all the ribosomal genes are located, and the dark spot appearing in the middle of the nucleus. The remainder of the nucleus is this pale staining region that surrounds the nucleolus here. So that is the nucleus of the motor neurons. And remember that you're not going to see a nucleus in all of the cells, because these are quite large, unless you're sifting through a region of where the nucleus is. So just look around till you find something that looks like that. Now, everything outside of that is the cytoplasm of the cell body. Or the cell soma. And within the cytoplasm of the cell body, we can see these dark purple staining regions. So these dark purple staining regions are described as Nissl bodies. And the Nissl bodies represent what? Down here. Endoplasmic rough endoplasmic. So this represents sites where proteins occur in the cell. So Nissl bodies are a feature we see within the soma of these neurons,
spread throughout the cytoplasm. Now there is one other distinct feature which is present in some of the neurons you'll notice.
I'll ask you to be a bit quiet, noisy enough out there.
There's one other distinct feature you'll notice, and that is this small region here within the cell body. And you'll see that there are no nickel granules in that region. And that region of the cell body is described as the axon hillock. So in the axon hillock, we don't see nickel granules, it's a clear space. And it represents the initial segment of where the axon extends off from the cell body. You will not be able to see axons or dendrites in these particular images. They're too fine and mixed in with the rest of the material in the so-called neurofil, which lies outside of the cell body.
So axon hillock, and the axon would be running off from here out to innervator motor muscle somewhere in the periphery. So they're the neurons, and in the ventral horn, you'll be able to wander around and see many of them all around here. These dark staining structures that we can see are not neurons. These represent blood vessels. And the darker staining cells within them are red blood cells. So in this particular blood stain, the red blood cells have been ordered. And so these represent blood vessels running through the ventral horn. So this shows you that the nervous system is vascularized, but the blood vessels are separated from the neurons by astrocytes.
So these are blood vessels through here. What else do we need to discover in the nervous system? What haven't I described yet? What's the difference? Glia. Glia, yes. So we've got neurons and glia in the nervous system. So now we need to look at the glial cells in the dorsal horn, the ventral horn region here. And there are only two different types of glial cells that you'll easily be able to identify by the appearance of their nuclei. And in this image here that I'm showing you, these larger pale nuclei, like this, and this one over here, large pale nuclei are associated with astrocytes. And astrocytes form the blood-brain barrier. They separate the blood from the neurons and also have a role in repair mechanisms within the central nervous system. So large pale nucleus is indicative of an astrocyte. The other type of nuclei that we can see, these smaller, dense staining ones, these small, dark staining nuclei, these represent oligodendrocytes, the second major glial population. Oligodendrocytes, and their role is different. Their role is involved in what process? Central myelination. A single oligodendrocyte will myelinate several axons. So it will wrap itself around more than one axon. The equivalent glial cell in the peripheral nerve is what? Swan cell. And a swan cell will wrap itself around a single axon. So it has a slightly different organization.
Swan. So you can see as well that within the grey matter, we also have myelin.
So there's myelin within there as well, and there are also neuronal cell bodies here. So grey matter, axons, dendrites going up and down. Grey matter, where the neuron bodies go.
I'll stop there. I think we've only got one spinal cord. Yes. I'll stop there and give you a chance for the tutors to answer some questions for you.